Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
BWXT officials tour Gillette College, discuss workforce partnership for planned nuclear fuel plant. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Leaders from BWXT visited Gillette College last Monday as a part of ongoing talks about how the school could help train workers for the company's proposed nuclear fuel manufacturing facility near Gillette. According to the Gillette News Record, BWXT Senior Director of Advanced Nuclear Fuels, Joshua Parker, and President of Government Operations, Joe Miller, toured the college's Technical Education Center to learn more about its welding, machining, and electrical programs. Parker said the visit was part of early planning to align Gillette College's programs with the skills needed for the TriSol fuel plant, which is scheduled to begin operations in 2030. He noted that the college's current programs already overlap with many of the processes used in nuclear fuel production, and discussions will continue about possible new courses or certifications. BWXT expects the facility to employ around 200 people, most as plant technicians or operators requiring only a two-year degree. College President Janelle Oberlander said plans are underway to use two labs in the future NC Center for training aligned with BWXT's workforce needs. Parker praised Gillette College's technical capabilities and said BWXT hopes to build a strong partnership with the community as the project moves forward. Conflicting Republican fundraisers split Cheyenne GOP members Friday night. Two major Republican fundraisers held Friday night in Cheyenne forced party members to make tough choices about where to show their support. Cowboy State Daily reported on one side of town, the Freedom Caucus hosted a memorial fundraiser honoring the late Charlie Kirk, raising money for the University of Wyoming's Turning Point USA chapter. Across town, the Laramie County GOP held its annual Red State Rendezvous dinner with fundraiser, both events beginning within 30 minutes of each other. Overlapping fundraisers have stirred tension within the party, with some, like County Commissioner Linda Heath, suggesting former county chair and current state GOP treasurer Dallas Terrell may have influenced the timing. Terrell denied any ill intent, saying the overlap was unplanned. Despite the scheduling conflict, both events drew strong crowds. The Kirk Memorial featured state leaders like Secretary of State Chuck Gray and U.S. Attorney Darren Smith, while the county GOP dinner attracted more than 100 attendees. Party officials downplayed the divide, saying the simultaneous events show the GOP's growing energy in Wyoming politics, not division. One attendee put it, "Sometimes there are only so many Friday nights available." That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.